Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Well, hi, everybody. Grabstack here. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to do a special shout-out to our listener, Hannah, who is worried about moving and losing all of her friends in France. First off, moving, huh? Well, let me tell you, moving from Florp to Pflugerville was, well, how do I put it? A whole barrel of Flarschmarflers mixed with a dash of what in the cosmos am I doing here? But between you and me and the mailbox, it turned out to be the best leap into the unknown I ever made. Now, about those jitters of leaving friends behind in France, which, by the way, I've heard is just as lovely as a freshly baked waffle on a Sunday morning. And nothing's lovelier than that. I get it. I mean, leaving behind my Florpian friends was tougher than convincing a woobler to stop woobling. But here's the scoop. Making new friends? Whew, it's like baking a cake. You start with the basics, add in some unique flavors. That's your sparkling personality, by the way. And before you know it, you got yourself a masterpiece of connections. And remember, you're not losing friends. You're just stretching your friendship across a wider space. With all the techie gadgets we've got these days, staying in touch is easier than flipping a flapjack. Plus, you're gaining the chance to meet new folks who'll be all kinds of excited to know someone from France. Imagine the stories you can share, the new memories you'll make, and oh, the friends you'll gather, like stars in your own personal galaxy. Remember, moving isn't the end of one story, it's just the start of a brand new, exciting adventure. But who knows? Pflugerville, or wherever your new home will be, might just be where you find your next big break or your next best friend. Keep your spirits up, your voice ready, and your acting chops on point, and you'll conquer this move like a Florpian conquers a fling-flong match. Grabstack out, and today's episode of Baba Wonder, in! Welcome back, folks, to our season finale episode of the Baba Wonder Show. This season has been a thrilling ride of nonstop adventures, and the ride isn't even over yet. Baba Wonder and I, with Lucy, Wow, Kapow, and Lenore, are currently traveling through space at hyper speed on Lucy Wow's spaceship. After a minor detour on the moon, Baba managed to save the day by gathering up lunar crystals that could be used as fuel. I also helped by distracting the locals with my witty humor and alarming appetite. And now we're finally about to arrive at our destination, my home planet of Florp. It's been a while since I've been back there, and I can't wait to see my whole family. And like I've told y'all over many, many, many episodes, everyone on Florp just loves me. So get ready for a lot of my fans to start praising me. It's hard to be so loved. I think the spaceship is slowing down, which means we must be here. We are entering Florp's atmosphere now. Prepare for landing.
It's a beautiful planet.
It's home!
I forgot how majestic the pink, orange, and yellow clouds of the atmosphere are.
This is so amazing to experience. Thank you both for letting me come with you on this journey.
Well, duh. You had to come because none of us know how to fly the spaceship.
True.
Landing in 3, 2, 1. We're here. Welcome home, Baba.
Welcome home to you, too.
Floopy Florp Cinnamon.
It does smell like cinnamon. What is that?
That's just what it smells like on Florp. Cinnamon and happiness.
Really? I don't remember it smelling this way the last time we visited.
You must have not been inhaling properly. This is how it always smelled.
Okay, well, I'm a fan either way.
Time to get off this spaceship. Looks like we landed on the shores of the Great Pink Ocean.
Should we reposition the spaceship so she's not halfway on the water?
No, it should be fine there. I think all the mega octopus creatures have hibernated for the year.
I can't believe I'm actually on another planet!
Oh, I forgot how much I miss this place.
It's unbelievable! The pink beach, the purple mountains in the distance, the warm yellow light from the suns. I can't believe I'm experiencing this!
Well, believe it, because it's happening.
How could you have ever left home, Grabstack? It seems so peaceful here.
Good question. I'm trying to remember why I did leave.
I want to see this supposed statue of you in the town square. I need to know if all the stories you told us about your life are true.
I don't lie, Bobble Wonder. The statue is just over there, around this corner.
The statue! It's gone! Jacused!
I can't believe it.
Are you sure it was ever there?
It was there, Bobby Wonder. Thank you very much. This is a travesty. What is in its spot now? A fountain? Oh, I cannot even.
Wait, how is this fountain shooting water? A marvel of design. And wait a second, this isn't water.
It's marshmallow sauce. But that's only my favorite sauce.
Grabstack, I think this fountain was built in your honor?
There's an inscription here.
To replace the statue that was shattered, we have installed a marshmallow fountain to honor the great Grabstack, actor of all actors, son of all sons.
They like me. They really like me.
I wonder what happened to the original statue. Maybe that's what this whole crisis is about.
Yeah, Grabstack, where is your family? How come no one has come to greet us yet?
Squeal, squeak, scream.
Grabstack, you're here.
You came back, did you?
One at a time. I can't give hugs to all at once.
There are so many of them.
Orange clonesicles everywhere.
I have a lot of brothers and sisters. These four are Gobbleslay, Gorbslorp, Gilly Stork, and Garn Shark. Our parents had a thing for G names.
It's like a tongue twister.
There's 100 of us in total.
Ma and Pa got real busy.
Bro, introduce us to your friends.
Oh, right. Okay, let's see what is the easiest way to do this. I'll start with Lucy Wow.
Hi.
She's the greatest inventor / tinkerer / builder I've ever met. She built the spaceship we flew here in.
I like to make things.
Impressive ship.
Kapow is the mechanical pygmy goat, and Lenore is the robotic rabbit. Two of Lucy's finer creations. Meh. I can play music out of my butt.
Rabbit hopscotchity.
I love robots. They're so smart.
And finally, this blue-haired fella is my best friend and the superhero to my sidekick, Bobby Wonder!
Yes, we know all about Bobby Wonder.
I have blue hair. Isn't that neat?
I prefer purple.
Okay, then. Grabstack, I should have brought that gold cape.
I don't think they like you, Bobby Wonder.
Gee, thanks for that, Kapow.
So, what's this crisis that you needed me to come back for?
Oh, that's right. Gorbslorp.
Let's take you home first. Ma and Pa can explain, right?
Right.
Definitely.
So, which of you is Grabstack's favorite sibling?
Oh, it's me.
No, Gobbleslay, it's me. I'm the one who traveled to Earth, pretended to be a pirate, and played some pranks on him. When did you ever put in that much effort?
I've never made Grabstack mad once. I even helped him run lines for all his plays.
That is true, Gilly Stork.
See? He thinks it's me.
I didn't say that.
What about me?
Maybe I shouldn't have asked that question.
Siblings, enough! I like you all equally. Please stop fighting.
It's me.
I want to show my friends around. Over there is the theater I perform my 8-day-long monologue. And, oh, over here at this diner is where I first discovered my love of bananas. Oh, what a memory.
And here's where we teamed up and took on Guard Shark and Goober Sheet in a game of racquetball and beat 'em.
No, you lost. We beat you.
Nuh-uh, we won.
Don't lie.
Wow, lots of fighting in this family.
Excuse me, blue-haired blob. Don't talk about our family like that.
Gobbleslay, hey!
I meant no offense, just an observation.
My little Grabstack.
Son, you've returned.
Grabstack, your star, your home.
Ma, Pa, Grandma Grub, I'm back! Yeah, this is my family. They are a lot, and there's a lot of them. It's kind of overwhelming, as you can see. I love them dearly, though, and I'm happy to be back. Why don't we take a little break, though, before we get into it? Come right back if you still want to.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
You came back? What? I'm not surprised. Okay, well, I'm a little surprised because there's a lot going on and a lot of G names to keep track of. But hey, what can I say? This is my family. Let's see if one of them can tell me why I was so urgently needed back here.
Oh, Crabstack, we're so happy our little star has returned home, finally.
Yes, it's good to have our eldest son home for good.
What's that now?
You're moving back to Florp.
I what?
You didn't tell me this, Grabstack.
I didn't even tell myself this.
What do you mean? You're not coming home for good, but gobsleigh.
No, don't gobsleigh me. It was Gorbslorp's idea.
You crack so easily, gobsleigh. Yes, it was me. I told Ma and Pa and Grandma Grub that Grabstack was moving back home permanently. And then I created a fake crisis to get Grabstack to come out here.
Why would you do that?
Because when I went and visited you on Earth, I saw how much you missed home. You missed your glory days on Florp. Being the star of the family, the star of Florp, you couldn't stop thinking about all your pastimes here.
I'm chatty and nostalgic. That's what I do.
Yeah, but to see you having to be the sidekick to this blue-haired alien boy, I know you are so much more than that.
Well, duh, I know that too.
So then, why do you want to stay on Earth, away from your family, just to be a sidekick?
Grabstack, I don't want to hold you back. I never do. If you want to come back to Florp and stay here with your family, I wouldn't hold that against you.
No, everyone, listen. I am a simple, humble Grabstack. I am only one being, though magnificent, and I get to choose what I want to do with my life.
What about your family, grandson?
Yes, I love my family, Grandma, obviously. That's why I came all the way back here to help you deal with a crisis. But you are all also a lot. And when I'm here with you all, I feel a lot of responsibility and pressure. Pressure to be the star that I am, to be the older brother, the fun one, the perfect one, the one who can finish everyone else's meals. But on Earth, with Bobby, I get to be just me. There's a lot of relief and joy with that. Plus, he's my best friend, and I love being his sidekick.
Aw, you're my best friend too, Grabstack, and I wouldn't have any other sidekick.
Okay, fine. That was a moving speech, Grabstack. I'm emotional now. We just miss you a lot.
We want you to visit more often.
We love you, Big Brother.
We're sorry for making a fake scheme to get you here.
It's okay, siblings. I would have done the same for any one of you. Who broke my statue, by the way? The truth will out eventually.
Look, we support you, Grabstack, in whatever you want to do with whoever.
Even if that means you're away from us on Earth with a blue-haired superhero boy.
I appreciate you saying that. Oh, shucks. I really do have the best family in the universe.
I'm so glad to be here and meet all of you. I promise to make sure Grabstack always comes to visit at least once a year.
You're a good blue-haired best friend.
Thanks, Gillyshook.
Gobba Slay.
Whoops.
What was that? Splash that crash.
Oh, looks like that spaceship you landed here with just got taken underwater by Oliver Octopus.
Oliver Octopus? What's that?
Yeah, he's the giant purple octopus who lives in the ocean.
I thought it was hibernating season.
Oh, that starts tomorrow.
Wait, so what does that mean?
It means unless you can somehow go underwater and get your spaceship, you're stranded on Florp with all of us.
We can't be stranded here. We have to get our spaceship back.
You better hurry then. You don't want to wait too long or Oliver the octopus is going to eat the ship and then, well, that won't be very useful.
We're not going to let our spaceship go down without a fight. Come on, grab onto me.
See you later, family.
Wow, that blue-haired boy really is impressive.
I'm glad our son gets to be a sidekick, but I wouldn't want to go into battle against Olive Octopus. No siree.
Poor Grabby. He didn't even get to come inside and have some specially made fried banana and maple syrup marshmallow waffles. Oh, well. Next visit.
Lucy, Kapow, Lenore, you wait on the shore. This is a job for a dynamic duo. You ready to dive deep, Grabstack?
I'm ready, Bobby.
Good luck.
You see a purple octopus lurking around anywhere?
Purple octopus, dead ahead.
Well spotted. I see the spaceship. I'm going to throw you at him. Poke his eye and then swim away fast.
I'm not a strong swimmer, but I just made a passionate speech, so I'm feeling unhealthily confident. I got this.
With the octopus distracted, I'll grab the spaceship and bring it back to the surface. Ready?
No.
Okay, go.
I said no.
Ow, my eye. That really hurt. I'm just trying to get into bed for a nap and something hit my eye. Just my luck. What? Now I've just lost a spaceship I stole for a pillow? That's wrong. What's a giant purple octopus supposed to do? I guess I'll just have to go find some pink seaweed to use as an eye mask.
They did it! They saved the ship! Phew!
We can go home!
Noctopus today!
Family, you're here!
We couldn't miss you in action.
That was impressive to watch.
That's right, my brother. He helped a blue-haired superhero boy save his spaceship from a giant purple octopus.
We're all so proud of you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It was really great to see you, but I gotta get my friends back to Earth. I hope you understand.
We do, Grabstack. Just come visit us again before it's too long, okay? We promise we won't make up a fake crisis. We promise.
And Bobby, you're pretty neat, too.
Neat? I'll take it. Thanks.
Maybe we'll come visit Earth.
not together. Please. One at a time. Earth can't handle too many of us at once. The spaceship is ready to go.
This has been such an adventure, and I now have so many more ideas and ingredients I plucked for future inventions. It was great coming to Florp and meeting you all. Ready to go?
Let's go back home. Florp, it's home, but Earth, Pflugerville, that's our home too.
Yes, it is. Bye, siblings. Bye, Florp. I'll see you again soon. Another adventure begins right now. I don't want to get emotional, but today was a very special episode for me. You got to meet a lot of my family and see my home. Florp was a wonderful place to grow up, and I did so many things there with my family's support. But I came to Earth. I met Bobby Wonder, and I found something else I wanted in life. It's always hard to leave home or family, but it just makes coming back so rewarding. I think I have some allergies or something. Did you cut some onions? I'm not crying. You're crying. Pull yourself together, Grabstack. This is supposed to be a happy show. I just really appreciate all of you listeners for being here today and every day. We thank you so much for listening to all our episodes. And if you want to hear more episodes like today, you can. Just search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. You'll discover a whole world out there. We are so honored to have you listen to another season of our show. Here's to more adventures with my best friend, Bobby Wonder. And of course, adventures with you. Bye, y'all.
Go, kid, go.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.